My name is Rowena Revell, and I am the last hereditary witch of Land's End. Unfortunately, I'm not a very good one. The trouble is, I have a magic bracelet, but have no idea how to use it. My mother died before she could teach me, and it won't come off. Spells are a matter of trial and error, so the outcomes are rather sketchy. I honestly didn't mean to conjure up that Roman legion in mid-battle, and apparently I screwed things up by moving back time. Val, my wizard friend, told me there would be a price to pay for messing with dark magic, but I had to stop the pending war. Thane and Cedric were about to kill each other. Things were so desperate, I couldn't wait to find out the penalty. So, I went ahead and used dark magic to turn back time. Now, I was finding out how steep that price would be. If I could use only one word to describe Land's End, it would be luscious. The colors are deeper and richer than home, the scents more intoxicating, and emotions are heightened. I stood on a hill overlooking the dark green grass below. The sun was a brilliant ball of orange in the sky. The river below sparkled deep blue and teemed with life. It was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But it was different from home, and I was different from home in Land's End. How can I explain the change to my desires in this, my ancient homeland? My inhibitions were like a filter on a camera, suddenly removed. Life was more sensual, intense, and dangerous because of that. At times, it scared the bejesus out of me. I turned away from it all to travel back through the portal to Arizona, but only for a little while. I smiled at this adventure, so excited was I to escape from the constant guard. My lover, Thane, the king of Land's End, was engaged with his troops to the north. Kendra had promised to cover for me back at Sargon, Thane's castle. No one would know I had slipped away for just a few hours. I had a chance to go home through the wall to Arizona. Thane wouldn't approve of this trip, of course. He refused to consider anything that might jeopardize the safety of me and my unborn baby. This had the effect of ruining paradise for me. Yes, I loved the man, but I felt trapped. This feeling had been coming on for days. It haunted me now. Was I the kind of woman who could spend her entire life within the walls of a medieval castle? It had only been a month, and already I was desperate to get free. A trip back home might be just what I needed. It had been weeks since I'd seen my dad, and I just needed to hear his voice on the phone. Val said he would help me by opening the portal. I would have exactly 1 hour. Earlier this morning, Kendra had helped me to dress for the occasion.
Wear the white linen. It won't look so out of place in Scottsdale. Luckily, it's summer, so dresses are everywhere, she said.
Thanks for shortening it. I gave her a big hug.
Enjoy yourself,
she said. Her big brown eyes twinkled.
Next time it's my turn. Oh, and don't forget to buy chocolate.
I had traveled by horseback to the clearing in the forest. Now the split oak was directly in front of me. I put my hand through the air to the side of it to test for the opening. My hand disappeared from view. The portal was open between our worlds. With a deep breath, I walked forward. The forest disappeared. All around me, the air shook and shimmered. One foot, then the other hit hard floor, and I wavered slightly. The classroom was empty, as I knew it would be at this time on a weekend. Pure yellow sunlight streamed in through the windows, the sizzling hot Arizona sun. I was home. I walked to the window and just gazed out over the college grounds for a moment. The Palo Verde trees were a soft, powdery green. Agave and teddy bear cacti rose from the pebbled gardens between the parking lanes. Pure bliss.